Welcome back to the Muster on Hokanui from Thriving Southland. We catch up with Rachel Holder, Senior Catchment Coordinator. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Andy. How's it going?
I'm going very well. Thriving Southland, how have things been, Rachel?
Oh, good, good. You know, just catchment groups seem to be busy doing their thing these last couple of weeks, which has been fantastic. So, yeah, few catchment group meetings, few catchment group events, which has been nice to see the communities come together and I guess take a little bit of a breather from the old tractor seat.
Because that's the way things are at the moment, just because of the season, everything's going to happen in a bum's rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem like that. But it's amazing what you can cram into a busy person's calendar.
And here's something else to put in there as well, and this is really cool. Now, we think back to lockdown, those days back in 2020, everybody started doing teddy bears out of hay and that on the side of the road. Well, Thriving Southland has got their annual Christmas competition. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I guess we could call it annual now. So this is the third, or it could be the fourth, I think, year that we have coordinated, shall we say, a bit of a competition for all the rural Christmas displays that the community put together in Southland. So this year it feels as timely as ever, and you know, we're just really excited to see what some of these farmers put at the edge of their farms or on their paddocks or, you know, on the driveway to spend a bit of Christmas cheer.
What was the most unique design that you've seen come in from the photos last year, or sculpture?
Like, unique's probably a bit of a fun one because so many people get so creative. You know, once you combine a little bit of adult competitiveness with some childlike creativity, you know, the sky really is the limit. But we saw, you know, 200-litre drums being put into nutcracker sculptures. We saw, you know, bales stacked incredibly high. I don't know how some of those guys did that. Into, you know, these big, massive pyramid Christmas trees. We saw pine trees, you know, turned into gnomes. So there was all sorts of things, and, you know, people are really clever down here, and it's so fun to drive past them and see, you know, a little bit of holiday spirit to brighten your day.
And it was all across the province as well. You've seen these sculptures on the roadsides.
Yes, yeah, so obviously the Southland's the boundary, and that's just, you know, we as Thriving Southland, you know, only sort of operate down here, but it is done all across the country. And, you know, Thriving puts together a bit of a map, so anybody who wants to be on the map or a part of the official competition just sends us a wee picture and their location of their sculpture, and we pop it on the map. And we actually get loads of, like, schools and businesses requesting the map so that they can go for a bit of a cruise around the countryside and see what everybody's up to. So, yeah, it's cool to see some, you know, different communities get together and a few neighbours or a few people from the same catchment do it, and so people can kind of come into that area and check it out and see what's been happening.
So who can enter?
Anybody. Anybody that has, you know, a rural festive display. So we like, well, we don't say, but, you know, if people are using their tractors or bales or hay and drums and tyres and all sorts of things. So it's that cruising around Southland to see the beautiful countryside we live in and, you know, those rural elements that make it fun. Fun and different, I guess, from, you know, the lights on your townhouse as such.
So tell us about the prizes. What's up for grabs?
This year we actually got a really cool prize pool. So we've got about 12 to 15 kind of major prizes, shall we say. So the likes of Recycle South have given us some drop-off bale wrap vouchers. AB Lime's given us tons of lime, which is so cool. Northern Southern Transport's been quite fun, and they've come up with a lot of coal for a special prize for those who have been maybe a little bit naughty. The grocer has come up with a barbecue pack for the catchment group that has the most entries. We've seen Real NZ come on board with Milford Sound tours and Glowworm Cave tours. The Langlands and IRT have got a night stay and some dinner. Bridgestone has said if you want to put tyres in your display, we'll judge you and we'll give you $1,000 for some tyres. So that is just to name a few, but the local businesses have been absolutely amazing supporting this competition this year. And, you know, they've all kind of got their little criteria to win, but it is a prize pool and, you know, anybody who enters can be in to win.
There's been quite a bit happening and thriving. Last time we spoke, you had your podcast coming out. How's that been?
Oh, yeah, the podcast. It's been fun. We've actually had a few requests in, which is cool for people to jump in and have a yarn to us about it. Really cool to be spreading what the catchment groups are up to and the projects that they have, you know, on the go and that they're working towards. So we've just had Midoriti and Collaborations in to have a yarn. So they have got their Marshalling the Best project, which is all about a really cool mapping tool that helps farmers understand their flow pathways, critical source areas and all of that sort of stuff. And that one's coming out in the next sort of week. It's just that, we're thriving south in a small little team. So recording it and editing it just takes a little bit of time. But we're getting there.
So if people want to enter for the Christmas Cheer comp, they go online, obviously?
Yes, go online. So you can either just reach out to us, one of your coordinators, you can reach out online via Facebook, or Instagram. But if you want to do an official entry, send a photo and your contact details to office@thrivingsouthland.co.nz.
Good on you, Rachel. Always great to chat to the team from Thriving Southland here on the Muster.
Cool. Thank you, Andy.